Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 117 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I will be going through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's going on with the game, and a discussion point. And this week, I'm going to talk about a very important concept or cycle or pattern, perhaps, in World of Warcraft. Which is the weekly reset. Every week, a bunch of activities reset on the reset day, and this is usually the biggest sale day of the week for most markets. And so we'll look a little bit about why and how and what you can, and the typical weekly cadence of WoW, because it's very, very regular, very predictable, very cross-realm, or realm-independent, essentially. Before we get into that, though, I want to thank all my patrons that make this podcast possible. If you want to join us, you can get, amongst other things, my full TSM setup, including Shadowlands settings for all of the base legendaries. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. All right, so let's dive in. How am I doing currently if we're looking at the overall state of things? I'm sitting at 17.3 million gold. Which is, I think it's down from last week. I don't even remember exactly what I had last week. So I'll have to check that. Yeah, it's down from last week. It's down like 2 million from last week. 2.5, actually. So that's a little bit interesting. I've started buying again. Started buying in a lot of markets. I've bought BOEs. I've bought Battle Pets. I've, of course, continued my investment in base legendaries, and of course that's probably the main reason, because I think the last snapshot was just after I'd gotten about 2 million worth of sales on my main realm. So so still like in the same place. My sales this week were just 5.5 million, so nothing amazing there. I mean, it's good, but my weeks have been better than that. Of course, one reason why it's worse this week is because I've been lazy. Been living up to my name, and I did not collect my sales today on my main realm. Because I want to do it on stream tomorrow. I want to see how high I can push the mailbox. It's not going to look fantastic. I didn't repost much in the base legendary markets, but I know it's more than 2 million. Hope maybe we can break 3. I doubt it, though. But we'll see. We'll see. I am getting close to having all of the rank 4s, but at this point, I'm unsure if I want to power level the last leatherworking legendaries. I probably don't. I think I want to focus on just crafting, making sure I keep all of the valuable rank 4 ones in stock instead. Because I really want to make some gold now and get into like full gold making mode. And I know that I've been... there's a lot of profitable base legendaries that I've not been keeping in stock, and now I'm just stuck with all of the ones that are not profitable, essentially, and they're just clogging my inventory. So I do think I need to make that change and focus a little bit more on those to hopefully push up both my sales and my profit quite rapidly, because I don't really have that much I need to invest in anymore. So we're very close to where we should see my gold start ballooning up. It's going to be very interesting to see like how well the sale rate sustains for base legendaries, and whether or not like I can, I mean, at the current rate, I could probably gold cap within a month-ish at the current sale rate. Maybe a little bit more. It depends a little bit on how well I can do. But looking at something like 1.5 to 2 months maybe max for gold capping, if the same sale rate and my typical profit margin stays the same. So yeah, that would be amazing. Of course, that's not something I'm specifically aiming for, but that's where I could be. Other things I've done on my other realms. I've started making my first moves in BOEs. I bought a couple of BOEs. So it's going to be interesting. I haven't sold any of them yet, so we'll see how that goes. I've also been buying more battle pets and just keeping that market much more in stock than I have. Have lately, so that's just going to be a focus. Just got to get much higher volumes on the auction house with battle pets. There are many more. I got a quite good mailbox on one of my realms. I sold like 50k worth. Someone was just buying a huge chunk of pets, which is always very nice and definitely something to focus on. So yeah, If we're looking at the game, though, and taking a step further from my week to the game, this coming week there's going to be a World Quest bonus event. So this is important to take advantage of if you're missing reputation for any recipes or for any other things you care about. Definitely make sure you crank out some extra world quests and do the weekly quest for the rewards and stuff. Going to be very helpful if you're missing reputation to get that boost and just get a slight bit more reward. I'm seeing that's going to have like a huge impact on what players do in game. There is the Torghast Beast of Perdigium event, but I have no idea what that is. I just found it in the calendar, so that's going to also be interesting, I guess. But we'll see. We shall see. So yeah, that's about it for what's going on with the game right now. Of course, well, if we're looking at like the overall state of the expansion, we're still sort of, most people are still progressing through Nathria, but more and more people are finishing off Mythic. The hardcore raiders are finishing off Mythic. The casuals will still be doing it for months or so. At least, or the more casual players will be but there's a lot of raiders that will still be raiding for a couple of months and focusing on progress. But prices will be trending down for most raid related, or for pretty much every item in the game now. The general trend is going to be downwards. Everything is unlocked. Things have stabilized fairly well. They're not falling rapidly, but they're just going to trend slowly downwards from now on out. This week we didn't get any questions from our patrons, so we're just going to jump right into the discussion point. And we're going to talk about the weekly reset cycle. Because WoW has, as I mentioned in the introduction, it has a very, very predictable patterns, or some predictable patterns, on a macro level, on a high level. And that is the fact that a lot of activities, a lot of things in the game are on a weekly schedule. So there's a raids reset once every week. This expansion, you have Soul Ash rewards from Torghast resetting once every week. You have stuff coming in from the weekly cache, so loot coming in once a week. And just a lot of things changing on a weekly basis. And then there's the reset day, which is the day this reset happens. And it's on Tuesday if you're playing in NA. It's Wednesday for those of us on the other side of the pond in EU. And I think even later in the week for anyone playing on the Asian realms. And this is very important. This day is usually the biggest sale day by far in the week. This is the most active day on the auction house by far, for multiple different reasons. Of course, raids resetting is one, because Wednesday is the first day you can get into the raid for the next week and start reclearing and getting more loot to help kill the bosses you're progressing on. Wednesday is the most popular raiding day in the game, pretty much. So, and what do people do when they raid? Well, they need consumables. So that does mean that players typically restock consumables, buy a lot of consumables on Wednesdays or the day leading up, like Tuesday or Wednesday. That's when people buy most of their consumables, so they're ready for Wednesday. So that means that if you're in consumables, if you're doing alchemy or cooking, it's going to be very important to repost on Wednesdays, if you're EU, of course. You can get anywhere from 30 to 50% of your weekly sales will typically be on the reset day. So it's incredibly important to overload. On some realms, you'll also see prices spike up on reset day. On all of them, you'll typically see much, much faster sales. So that's very, very important. It's a very important day for that reason in the consumable markets, because more people buying and the same quantity available on the auction house, well, that's going to drive prices up and it's going to increase the chance that you get the sale. Next up, we have Soul Ash resets. Torghast resets with the weekly reset. And the Torghast is hugely important because it gives you Soul Ash that you can turn into legendary items. And people want legendaries. Legendaries are cool. I got my second one today. And I'm loving it. And I bought it. I got the Grimveiled Hood I needed. And a lot of people are. They get into, like, Wednesday happens. They might even be working from home. They log on. They do a Torghast run or whatever they need to get the Solash to get their new legendary or upgrade their legendary. And they go fix that right away because they want to have that. Players always want to get stronger. So base legendaries sell at an absolutely crazy rate on the resets. Much higher sales than any point throughout the week. Like on my very, very high pop EU realm, Draenor, I've been able to two Wednesdays in a row get more than 2 million in sales off of like reposting 2 to 3 times. Hardly doing any cancel scanning. I think I did 2 cancel scans today, and I know I have more than 2 million in sales. Just incredible sale rate across the board, and I'm not even fully stocked today. So another one where like players will get access to their new legendaries with the reset. Of course, this effect has been huge. The last couple of resets with the first sighting of a specific world boss that gave legendary powers that classes wanted. With Bone Shatter Treads, for instance, last week when shamans or elemental shamans got theirs. That's also, of course, has been a factor, but the overall factor is still the same. Base legendaries sell by far the best on Wednesdays, and then of course this is a little bit more delayed than consumables, because people might not get their Solash on Wednesday. Maybe they don't have time to do Torghast until Thursday. Anyone who's in position to upgrade a legendary is gonna want to prioritize doing Torghast as early in the week as they can, and buy the legendary as soon as they can, essentially. So it's going to still be very important Wednesday, Thursday, or Tuesday and Wednesday if you're NA. The next reset that happens is the weekly cash or the loot bonanza, loot day, as the streamers call it, some of them. You get to pick a good item from your vault, hopefully. So you're going to get a big upgrade most of the time. So this is by far the biggest day for item enhancements. For enchants, for gems, for stuff like that. Of course, gems, very low value this expansion. I'm not going to talk much about that. For enchants, it's a different thing, though. As with consumables, you might not see a price increase, but you will see a huge sale rate increase. And reposting often in enchanting on the reset day is very, very important. Because there are so many items looted from the weekly chest. And of course, players are going to prioritize the most important slot, so many players will of course pick a weapon if they can. So weapon enchants should do particularly well. I know on my realm, I think Sinful Revelation enchants almost doubled today in price, which is pretty crazy for a very super high pop realm. Definitely a market to pay attention to. If you're in enchanting, it's gonna be the same story as alchemy. You might get anywhere from 30 to 50 to 60% of your sales on the reset day. If you repost enough that day, and that should be a focus if you want to really generate volume from those markets. So the next thing we're going to talk about is not actually directly related to the weekly reset. Related, of course, to the trends of what people are buying. And that's material prices and the material cycle. So of course, what happens when loads of people buy items, finished items, during the reset day and the day after or the day before, depending a little bit on the market? Well, that means all of the crafters need to go restock. So they'll buy materials, they'll run out on Wednesday while the crazy sales are going on, so they buy more herbs to craft more potions if that's profitable, or they might buy more callous hides to get more leatherworking legendaries or whatever. And then gradually the sale rate goes down and the players don't need to buy as many materials, and then material prices fall. Typically also, as we approach the weekend, more casuals are playing, more people are just posting stuff on the auction house, are playing the game, and material prices usually hit the weekly bottom, the weekly lowest point of the week, sometime over the weekend. It's going to be a little different from realm to realm. You can check this out on the undermindjournal.com to take a look at your realm specifically. So that's a very important pattern to be aware of. and take advantage of. Like, you should, most of the time, you should try to avoid buying your materials for crafting in the middle of the week. That's usually when prices are highest, because that's when people run dry and they panic buy more materials to craft. If you can, you want to buy on the weekend when people aren't buying as many finished items. And you can get materials cheaper because people aren't restocking as much either. Because people just follow the obvious trends. Most people just follow like the first order effect of like, my flasks are selling, I gotta craft more. So if you can elevate yourself one step above that and like, I'm gonna sell a lot of flasks on Wednesday. And I know that today is Sunday and prices are low, so I'm gonna buy a lot of herbs. Of course, this also requires you to have some capital, and the more gold you have, the more you can take advantage of this pattern if it exists on your realm. This is interesting because this is also why a lot of people who might open up TSM, they have alchemy level, they have all the recipes, they open up the TSM crafting window, and it's all red, and they're like, why are people doing this? They're so stupid, alchemy isn't profitable. But they might not be buying herbs at your prices. They might be stocking up on herbs at some obscure point at night during the weekend when someone's posting loads of herbs and no one's buying. So they might be operating with a much, much lower cost than you. And if they then price it below your crafting cost but above theirs, then you're going to be completely priced off the market and they get all of the sales. This can, of course, happen to other markets as well, but it's most pronounced in alchemy usually just due to the very high peakness of the sale rate. It's very, very high during the midweek and much lower outside of that. So the more gold you have, the more you can take advantage of it. Like, I haven't been able to take advantage of this at all for base legendaries because I don't have enough gold. I just, when I get my sales, I just buy more materials and work on the next recipe. That's what I've done so far. But going further, that's definitely what I will be focusing on. Of course, this does not mean that you can't get sales during the weekend. I sell base legendaries during the weekend. I get 1 million gold mailboxes in the weekend. But I get 2 to 3 million mailboxes with the same amount of work on the reset days. So, of course, I want to prioritize posting and selling to the reset days. This overall pattern has essentially been a thing for as long as... WoW existed, essentially. Because the raid reset has been a feature since vanilla. Of course, some of the effects are newer, like the weekly cash and the vault. It's definitely something that's a lot more recent. But the general trend has always been the same. When raids reset, people get more upgrades. They buy more enchants. They have more fights to kill, so they buy more consumables. And during the weekend, materials are usually cheap for whatever reason. I'm not sure what effect is most important, whether it's the fact that people buy most of their goods during the reset time, so then they don't buy as much stuff during the weekend, and then there's no incentive to restock as much during the weekend, so prices just fall, whether it's related to when people are playing the game or what type of people are playing the game. But that's not important. What is important is getting to know this cycle and seeing how it affects your realm. So there's definitely going to be small variations between realms because it's going to be based on what other people in your realm are actually doing. So I'd suggest taking a look at the undermindjournal.com. Look up some items, look up some consumables, some enchants, some materials, or for whatever market you're interested in or into in, and see what you can see what the data says. You may want to look at materials from older expansions, but not all of that is going to be transferable because there was never something like base legendaries to use your ore for. In Legion or BFA, there was nothing on that level. But do take a look at some Shadowlands materials and some BFA materials and finished goods and see how the price behaved and whether or not there might be some things you can take advantage of by just prioritizing posting and reposting a little bit more on Wednesday or Tuesday, or whether it is to save your gold and buy more of your materials during the weekend. If you do this correctly, you can end up with a nice bit of windfall profit that your competition will not be able to get, and that's going to be very, very good for you. So yeah, guys, that's going to be it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.